This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Hundreds of thousands of Coloradans will see their health insurance costs double as Congress fails to extend tax credits to offset the cost. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The state insurance division says about 225,000 people will see an average 101% increase in health insurance premiums. Denver resident Chelsea Baker Hauk runs a consulting business and gets subsidies to help pay for her insurance. She's not sure of an exact figure, but expects her premiums to rise sharply.
Covering $700 a month would be a hardship. $1,000 is almost as much as my mortgage. $1,400 is more than my mortgage. I just want to cry, honestly.
For now, lawmakers in Washington are deadlocked over extending the credits. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
What will happen with the site of CSU's former stadium in Fort Collins? Voters there have a chance to choose between two possibilities in next week's election. CPR's Stephanie Wolf.
One would turn all of the land into a natural area managed by the city. The second option would turn the area into a multi-use space, and that's in consultation with indigenous groups in the area. That could include facilities for wildlife conservation, a bike park, a natural area, and trails. If both pass, the one that gets the most votes will be chosen.
CPR's Stephanie Wolf. Colorado Rapids heads coach Chris Armas is no longer with the team. The Rapids say the team and Armas mutually decided to part ways after his contract expired. The Rapids finished 11th in the Western Conference. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.